Okay, we were discussing the Gemara on Daf Bava Amud Aleph, Daf Bava Amud Beis, and we put all the sheets on the board. The question of, parts of this sugya are relevant to our Mishnah, and which parts of the sugya are Agav Orcha, right? With the Rambam really trying to make everything Agav Orcha, and Tosos on a base, saying that sure the Talalta is for sure a case of our Mishnah, and the word Yishuri, you had some Rishonim saying that, and the Bekavi, you had most Rishonim saying that. But let's go through the Horde Yishuri. We started with the question of the Horde Yishuri seems a little strange. I think almost everyone agrees what Horde Yishuri means. Almost everyone agrees what Horde Yishuri is talking about. Everyone agrees what the words mean. I think everyone agrees Horde are small means and Shuri are large means. And almost everyone agrees that it means putting my beams on your wall. So the question is, why is there a shita that, right? There's two shitas in our Girsa. One shita is achzik lohordi lo achzik lik shuri achzik lohordi makes sense. If I have a zaka for big beams, the chlamas I want small beams. With small beams, I have no right to put big beams. But why do we paskin that big beams to small beams and small beams to big beams? Have to have a zaka for more beams. It doesn't seem to make common sense. And there's a Mefurish Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, by Abayis V'Aliyah, that if I own the second story, you own the first floor, then I can't change my walls and roof and floor to be anything heavier than it is now. Because just because I have chazaka to put a certain weight on your walls doesn't mean I could put more weight on your walls. So how come here? How could there be a habit? How could there be a day, even the day we still like, and everyone agrees there's such a day, that says, Achzik Le Hordi Achzik Le Shuri. That is the question, right? What's the Svaras Manda Omar Achzik Le Hordi Achzik Le Shuri? Especially in light of the Sphira from Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, I think of an Aleph maybe. Okay, so this depends on the two basic ways of reading each part of our sugya, right? But the Avrama says, if you want to read Horde Yishuri as, I'm going not in the order of the Avrama, I'll go into the Avrama. It says the Avrama, it can't be. No one could possibly think that, because I have a chazaka, chezkas tashmishin, as the Achronim call it, to put small beams on your wall, I can switch them and put big beams on your wall. It makes no sense. How can I do more than I have a chazaka for? Rather, says the other round, very radically, she does yachid in his first seemingly main dea. He says, Hordi and Shuri are really like Natfi and Shafri. Hordi and Shuri have nothing to do with beams on the wall. Hordi and Shuri are drainage of rainwater. And it doesn't mean I put my Hordi and Shuri in your wall. It means I have my own house. It means I have my own house next to your chatzer, and the rainwater goes from my wall, from my roof, onto your chatzer. And if I have small beams, it goes this way. If I have big beams, it goes that way. And the question is, can I switch the way the rainwater falls into your chatzer? And then it's exactly the same as Nafi and Shafri, which makes sense, Taka. That Gemara says the exact same thing. I don't mean exactly the same, but it's the same idea as Nafi and Shafri. Can I switch from one way the rainwater goes to another way the rainwater goes? Can I switch from the rainwater going in many places to in one place? So he thinks Hordi is like Natfi, where like each beam the rainwater goes in a separate place, and Shuri is more like Shafti, that it all the rainwater goes on a big beam and goes to one place. Okay, that is his answer, says the Yad Rama, his first answer. It's very radical. So she says Yachid, Yad Rama Deya Aleph, it's really Shitas Yachid. That it's referring to draining rainwater, not supporting beams. In which case, it makes a lot of sense. I'm not putting anything on your wall. It's just a question of if my rainwater goes in 10 places, can it go to one place? Answer is yes. Okay, just like later, because as the Ramban of the Rashi, everyone says, it really doesn't make a difference. might have Havi made a difference, but it really doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's very radical. No one else agrees with that. Everyone thinks that Hordi and Shuri beans. And yeah, he also doesn't mean small big beans. Small big beans on my roof, that the small beams make the rainwater go in 20 places, the big beams make the rainwater go in one place. No, it means I support my beams on your wall. So if I support my beams on your wall, what's pshat? So the Yadman is second pshat says, and this is also, who do we have on our Makor sheet? The Ritva, the Ritva is not on our Makor sheet. Okay, but the Rebbeinu Tam, as quoted in the Rabban and the Rashba, as an extension of the Rebbeinu Tam and Amud Beis, on our Tosfos, it says, Shur Talalta is not the Mechezkas Hashmishin. It's talking about our Mishnah Mechezkas Shenosan. He doesn't say what other parts do we bring that to, the Rabban and the Rashba. The Rebbeinu Tam is solving this problem by saying that it's not the Mechezkas Hashmishin. Avada al Mechezkas Hashmishin. If I have a Chazakah being Meshamesh with small beams, there's no way any sheep that could say I'm allowed to switch them and put heavy beams. No, I don't have a Chazakah to put heavy beams. If I have a Chazakah to put, you know, 100 kilograms on your wall, why can't I possibly put 300 kilograms on your wall? I have no Chazakah for that. Rather, it's talking about our Mishnah Mechezkas Shenasan. It's talking about where the wall fell between us, and you built it up to 8 amos, and I only paid for 4. And then I put Hordi on it. If I put Hordi on it, so what did they say? They say, and this was what was on the board last time, they say it's not midin chezkas tashmishen, but midin, what's the lashon of our, bechezkas shenosan, but it's talking about a, it's the case of our Mishnah. I mean, it's not just stam on your wall. Hey, you have the wall, it's a vada push at your wall, and I have the right to stick beams on it. No, no, that's what everyone else thinks. It says, no, it's a case of our Mishnah with the walls between us, and we each paid for the bottom 4 amos, I didn't pay for the top amos. Case of our Mishnah, and midin chezkas shenosan. And what's the case? Meaning, I paid for the bottom 4 amos, I didn't pay for the top 4 amos, and I put Hordi. Right? And what's the case? That I paid half of Dalet Amos Lamata, didn't pay for the Dalet Amos, or for the, you know, the Gova Lamala mi Dalet Amos, and then put Hordi. And what are the two deos? Remind me, it's going to be hard to figure out who the two deos are because of all these Lashonos, right? But there's Rav Nachman versus Rav Yossi, right? Forget the Ikadamri. Let's make it easier. Rav Nachman versus Rav Yossi, right? Without the Ikadamri, right? Rav Nachman says that what do we assume? Mistama Hershehu Lehaniach Hodri, MK, ain't lo rishos lekshuri. Right? We assume he gave me permission to put Hodri. And if he gave me permission to put Hodri, then I can only put Hodri. I can't put Hordi. I can't put Kshuri. And what is Rav Yosef come? And the Ikadami Rav Nachman, according to everyone but the Rif. Rav Yosef comes and says, no, Mistama, Chetzi, Ha'otzah. Ha'otzah means what we call a lot in modern Hebrew, the expenses. Chetzi Ha'otzah, Shel Kol Ha'kotel, Ve'im Kein Pashut, She'yachol Asos, Matir Tzeh. Right, the machlokas is not within chezkas tashmishin whether you can expand the chazakah from one beam to another beam. The machlokas is that Rav Nachman at first says, if I put Hordi on the wall, I only have chezkas tashmishin. Mistama, it's your wall, lamalame valid, and you gave me permission to put Hordi. But then I don't have permission to put Shuri, like in Bavitzina, you don't have permission to put heavier things. And Rav Yosef comes, or according to Igad Amri, Rav Nachman comes and argues and says, no, if I put Hurji on the wall, it's not a stam wall. A stam wall, everyone agrees, Ashley Glahurji, Lo Ashley Glahurji. But this is the wall which is between us, which we chipped in for the bottom dollar amos, and we didn't, you paid for the top amos, top six amos, let's call it, let's make it 10 amos tall. You paid for the top six amos, and then I put Hurji. When I put Hurji, that's a proof that I paid full half the price of the wall, because you wouldn't have let me put Hurji if I hadn't paid full half the wall. Not only that, once I put Hurji, I know I have to pay half. So now I'm nema to time that I paid half. And basically, that's my folks, that I'm nema to time that I paid half or not. And once I'm nema to time that I paid half, of course I can book Shuri. The wall is half mine and half yours. We can each put any normal thing on the wall. Yeah, I mean, thousands on the wall. Shuri and Hurji are normal. But obviously, if we each own half the wall, I can put it. So basically, so far, no one thinks that a Cheskes Tashmishim is expandable to more weight. Just the Amra says it's not about Cheskes Tashmishim and weight, it's about drainage. And the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is, they understand this is Rabbeinu Tam's incentive, not just you want to connect to the Mishnah. And the Adarma, in his second, he says, if you want to say it's referring to putting beams on someone's wall, you have to say it's the case of our Mishnah, and because it's a proof you paid half. And the Machlokes is Gufa, is it merely permission to put beams, or is it a proof you paid half? The, yes?
Is there anybody that says, I haven't seen it yet, okay, you prove you have permission to put the lighter stuff. But once that's given that you can put something in there, you could put whatever you want as long as it meets the code.
Okay, we'll get there in a moment. Okay. I'm going to claim there are two people who say that. But the recipient will have at least one. The third answer is the Ramban and Rashba in the other answer, right? Themselves. What are the Ramban and Rashba answer? They make one of Kimta, which solves this problem. They say it's really just Cheskas Tashmishin. Then how can anyone say, how can anyone let you put heavier beams? Doesn't make sense. You only have a zakar for 100 kilograms. Why would you be able to put 300 kilograms? What's the answer?
It's the same weight.
What?
Keep the weight.
It's the same weight, just less beams. Hurdi and Kshuri are the same weight. Just instead of 10 Hurdi, you're putting 5 Kshuri. And therefore, the Machlokes is very similar to the Ramban and Rashba say about Nafni and Shakti. The Machlokes is whether this is really a big deal or not. Rav Nachman thinks at first it's a big deal. Just because I let you put 10 light beams doesn't mean I'll let you put 5 heavy beams. Rav Yosef says back to him, what's the big deal? It's all the same. What difference does it make? But of course, it's not heavier, so it's not as tier above Metzia. But the issue is many Hordi versus a few Kshuri with the same total weight. And then the Machlokes is basically how picky we're going to be. Right? Rav Nachman says, well, it could be you only have the right to small ones, not big ones, because maybe big ones could in some strange way be a problem. We say, no, people think 300 kilograms is 300 kilograms. What's the difference if it's 10 30 kilogram beams or 5 60 kilogram beams? It's all the same.
Well,
that makes sense.
In one place or it's spread out.
Okay, I'm not an engineer, but we can imagine two engineers having this machlokas. And the answer is they're both right. If you really want to be like too medayik and crazy about it, crazy machbid, then you could find a way to say, no, this is worse. But all normal people think it's the same. And that's the machlokas. The Rabbeinu Yona here, actually, the Rabbeinu Yona and the Ravid are the ones who actually think you can make some fundamental chiluk between here and Bava Metzia, says Rabbeinu Yona. He says it's really just Cheskas Tashmishin, and even from lighter to heavier. Oh, what gives you the right to say if I'm machzik for lighter or machzik for heavier? If in Bava Metzia, when you're muchzak for a certain amount of weight, you can't add weight. What gives you the right to say I can add weight to my chazaka here? I'm muchzak to put beams, so I can put heavier beams. But in Bava Metzia, I'm muchzak to put a second story and I can't put a heavier second story. What's the difference? What does Rabbi Yona say?
So if the house is priest is first standing, a priest fell, or is it a new? Oh. So it fell, then they have to rebuild it together. And that makes sense. Different sets of rights.
Got the wall.
What?
You got the wall.
What do you mean by that?
You acquire the wall. Since you're acquiring the wall, so it's half yours.
What? That's what the Rebbe Natan says, right? So that you bought half the wall. I don't think Rebbe Yon means you literally bought half the wall. I don't think he means you paid half the price of the wall. You think that's what he means?
Also, okay. Could be, you're right. Anything possible.
What does he say? He says, ah, oh, Kashim could be a Zion. Oh, on the base, he says. Maybe it's on the base. Okay. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Kufi Zayin on base. That's what the parentheses say in here. But let's take the word for it. So he says the Kasha. So 1 second. Sorry, I'm on the Yavrma. That's why.
Okay.
One second, Rabbi Yona has to be in here someplace. Here we are. Okay. There's Rabbi Yona. You with me, Moshe?
Yeah, no, that's the one.
Oh, okay. So what does he say here? He says, halacha. Oh, he has the same kashim, but Matziah could be Zayin with Beis. Nearly here also, he says, if they had both built it, and they both agreed the guy could build a second story, then even if he built a light second story, he could switch it for a heavier second story. But what's the case in Bat Metzia? It's when the house was just like that from the moment they bought it. You know, who knows? The house is 100 years old. They all bought it from someone who bought it from someone who built it. And this is the way they bought it. What's he saying? He says the difference is that over here, he doesn't mean he bought half the wall. He means, he says the difference is very pashut. Now, of course, this is an assumption, right? This is the topic, main topic that I hope we're going to get into properly. What's the case here, right? Is the case of Cheskes Tashmishin that I just say, well, if you didn't object, then you obviously let me? Or is the case that I say, no, I actually bought from you the right to this Tashmish? Rabbi Yoda's on the tzad, right? That means you need chazak sheish matayna or not. It wasn't Rishonim. Rabbi Yoda's on the tzad, you need chazak sheish matayna. Right? This only works according to that tzad. This is lishitase. So what's the solution? Lishitase. Dechezkas tashmishin. Sort of taina, right? Not everyone agrees that tashmishin needs a taina. But as we know, right? The Gaonim and the Rambam and the Ramban and others don't think it needs a taina. But if you assume Cheskes Tashmishin needs a taina, then he's saying the difference is obvious. In the case of Bayis Valiyah, you never sold me the right to build a second story. Therefore, maybe I only have the right to whatever's here now. But in this case, you actually sold me the right to put beams. When you sell me the right to put beams, here he has two dais, whether you explicitly said the right to put any beams or you stam said the right to put beams. When you sell me the right to put beams, you mean any size beams. And he says, what's the difference? He says, in Baba Basra, Kana Bifeirush, Hazuchos, right? I buy a right in this wall. I say, you know what? The wall costs, you know, $2,000. I'll give you $100 for the right to put beams. When you pay for the right to put beams, then you mean any kind of beams. Kana Bifeirush Hazuchos, Lin Oats Koros, the thickened beams. And therefore, it's afilu shuri. Therefore, basically, what that means is when I buy, that means any weight. But in Batsia, lo kana shum zuchos. Elakach haya habayis kaya. I never bought for you the right to build an attic. If I buy a right to build an attic, that means any attic I want. And if I build a light attic, I can switch it for a heavy attic. Let me say this a little sharper. He says very poshut. He says, if I buy a zechus of koros, then even if I put
like ones, I still have the right to any chorus. If I buy the right to put chorus, our study is talking about where I put the hordi and then I went and I taina. Look, I have this hordi for 3 years. You didn't object, right? He says go to 3 years with a taina. I have this hordi for 3 years. You didn't object. That proves that I'm telling the truth when I claim that I paid you $200 for the right to put chorus. When I pay you $200 for the right to put beans, I'm paying you $200. That means we're putting any normal beans. Yeah, not abnormal beans, just normal beans. Just because I happen to need light beans at first doesn't mean I can switch them for heavy beans. My $200 bought me the right for any beans. But in the case of Vaisvalbi, I never claimed that I bought or acquired the right to build a second story. I didn't pay you $10,000 for the right to build a second story. Right? Bought this second story from someone. I own this second story, right? No one knows exactly how originally someone owned the first story, someone owned the second story, right? That was 200 years ago. But in Bava Metzia, he never bought the right to the second story. He just owned this aliyah. When he owned this aliyah, it's only this aliyah, not something else. So he only has the right to this aliyah. That's the difference. In that case, we never made a deal that I could build an aliyah. In that case, I only acquired this aliyah. When I only acquired this aliyah, I can't switch it for a bigger one. But in our case, I didn't only buy the right to these chorus. I bought the right to chorus in general. I buy the right to chorus in general just because I put light beams today doesn't mean that I'm giving up my right to put heavy beams tomorrow. That's what Rabbi says. He says, he says, when I originally bought it, I could have put any beams. So just because I put light beams for a while doesn't mean I can't switch them. And then he has 2 days. Either if that I in general bought a general right of beams, or if he says I explicitly bought the right to any kind of beams I want. But either way, right, 2 days, you know, whether he has to say explicitly I said any size beams, or may not say any size beams. So that's the difference. The difference is over there, you didn't buy the right. Over here, you bought the right. When you buy the right, that's a general right. When you don't buy the right, it's only what's there now. And the Raivit says a fifth answer. The best of my knowledge, these are the only answers. The Raivit is quoting the Rashba here. And the Raivit says exactly what Raivit suggests. Said the Raivit, he says, no, who says these two cases are comparable? Maybe there's just a physical Metzias difference between the two cases. Maybe the code just differentiates between this case. In that case, when you have an aliyah on my house, it's really bad to add weight to the aliyah on top of my house. It's really bad for my house. When you have hordi in my wall, it's actually not bad to switch them from shuria. It's more of a weight. But there's plenty, though, the wall can support them easily. It's not a big deal. Maybe just physically, there's a difference, right? That's what you meant? Right? The shuria is not really, it's heavy for the wall, but shuria and hordi are really fine for the wall. That's not a problem. Neither of them is problematic. One is heavier, but they're not neither problematic. While building a bigger aliyah on my bias is problematic. The Lashon of the Rashba, of the Raivid. Here is this not, you know, the Rashba has his own shot also, but he quotes the Raivid. He quotes a Raivid in Bava Metzia. Okay, we don't have a copy of the Raivid in Bava Metzia. We don't have a Chiddush Raivid in Bava Metzia, but he did. He had a Chiddush. I'm pretty sure the Rashba had a Chiddush Raivid on all Masechtos, pretty much. But he quotes here. He says, where is this? Sorry. Baharayid al Kasav Shakol Tolib Minhag. Again, there's no building code in the local municipalities. The building code was the Minhag, right? Bahasav Shol Nagul Hakbid. Come up with Nagul Shol Hakbid back in the Minhag. Over there, the Minhag was that you would not build heavier second stories on the first story. And over here, the minhag was that everyone let Hordi and Shuri equally on their walls and no one minded. Okay, so it's just a technical, physical difference, says the Raivid. Really, same case, halachically,
There's a technical difference. What the technical difference is that the minhag is against heavier aliyos, but the minhag allows heavier beams on the kotel. And therefore, that's the machlokas. Rav Nachman first is saying, well, it's more weight on my kotel, you have no chazaka for that. Rav Yossi says, even though it's more, since the minhag is not to make a big deal of it, consider them equal, we go by the minhag, and we say that they're equal, as opposed to the metziah, where the minhag is that chas v'shalom, that you would never increase you would never let anyone increase the weight of the aliyah on your house, because then you're afraid your house will collapse. Okay, why that is, you know, I don't know. I don't know how well their engineering works, but I will take I will take his word for it. Okay, the only question is, what does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? And here, maybe you have a theory what the Rambam holds. Please feel free to share your theory. But it could be the Rambam holds like the Raivid, even though that's the most boring technical answer. Because the Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Shkeinim, sorry, give me a second. Says the Rambam, etc. If they're shut, they can do whatever they want. But that's not our case. Hayakot shall Ruben Lavado, ancient Yachel Shamish Bob, because Ruben's coat will shouldn't get used it. Chafar Shimakot is that a hekbakura achas, which shots like Ruben Lomichabo, Hetzik Makom, Hakora. But if he put one Kora and Ruben didn't object, he has a Kazaka on the Tashmishin for that Kora. I feel he's like a ton of a Rotsa Shimalach Lifa Bakora Gindola, but of a Machlet, even if it's small and he wanted to switch it for a big one and a heavier one, he's allowed to. So the Rambam obviously does not think like the Adraman, because he doesn't think about drainage. He thinks about putting beams in your kotel. He obviously doesn't think that it's about proving that I paid for half. He says, no, if it's totally Ruben's kotel and Shimon just put a thin beam, he can switch it for a thick beam. He obviously doesn't think you're talking about two thin beams for a thick beam. He says, mostly one beam for one beam. He obviously doesn't think like Rani Yona because you bought the right to a beam, he says Mefurish. As long as Rui didn't object, he was not going to be a Chazak, because the Ram holds the Chazak without a Taina. It seems to be, by process of elimination, the Rambam must hold like the right, unless someone has something else clever to say for the Rambam. By process of elimination, the Rambam must hold like the right, because the Rambam basically says, if I'm pure Chazaka, I didn't buy anything from you, I didn't pay rent at the hotel, I didn't buy the right to these things from you, you're just mostly the right, I'm not switching equal weight, I'm switching for a heavier weight. And therefore, l'chora, again, even though there's no hint in the Rambam what the svara is to answer the question from B'metziah daf kuf zayin beis, by process of elimination, the Rambam probably holds like the Raivid.
Rambam uses the lashon hichzik b'mokol makora.
Mm-hmm.
And if the chazak is on a mokol makora, then the type of kora that's in it is not significant.
True, but then you can say the same thing about Bava Metziah. May I was hefsek on the roof of your house. What I put on the roof of your house is not significant. There's a makom. I didn't say I could build anywhere, only on the roof of your house. So it still seems very parallel, and you're going to have a chiluk, I think. You're still going to need a technical chiluk, I think, in my humble opinion. Okay, let's go Viter in the Gemara then. Now that we got herding Shuri down, let's continue. Amar of Nachman, Achzik l'Natfi, Achzik l'Shafchi, Achzik l'Shafchi, lo Achzik l'Natfi. Rav Yosef, Arfila, Achzik l'Shafchi, Achzik l'Natfi. Okay, what is a Shafchi and Natfi? Everyone agrees this is talking about draining water onto your field, meaning my roof drains onto your field. What is the difference between Natfi and Shafchi? There is one day, we're put in the Ritva here. It's also put in the Meiri.
I apologize. I looked back in the Ritva. I saw it. It's like a little hard to understand.
But the Ritva and the Meiri both quote a day that they reject that say Nafi and Shafi are two different types of water. Nafi means rainwater, which is notaf min hashamayim. Shafi means wastewater, household wastewater, which you're shofech. right? Shofchim is wastewater. And the machloka says, if I have a chazaka that the, I can let my rainwater drain off right in front of your house, can I also have a chazaka that my sewer water, you know, that my drain water from my kitchen, from my sink drains onto your house? Drains onto your, not onto your house, drains onto your yard or not, then that's the machlokas. Rav Nachman says that only Nafi Shafti, or whichever Gersa of the Ritva has there, Rav Yosef says they're equivalent. So he says Nafi and Shafti means, what Nafi is? Nafi versus Shafti. There's a Yesh Omer in the Ritva of the Meiri. Says this means rainwater. And this means household wastewater. Okay, he rejects it. Everyone else, really all the Rishonim, so I don't know what this Rishonim is, we said it's Mitzas, Chachmei Tzarfas, that is, says no, they both mean rainwater, and so does Trey through the word me. What is the difference between Nafi and Shafi? Anyone? What's the difference between Nafi and Shafi?
Where there goes one place or office.
Exactly. Nafi means it falls everywhere, directly from the roof. Right? If it's on the roof, then it just goes down the roof and it goes everywhere. Well, Shafi means that there's one gutter. Right? I put a gutter on the roof and then it all falls from the pipe nowadays. A lot of roofs have gutters. It falls into the gutter. Maybe remember American roofs that were slanted? Right? It does, the rainwater doesn't go stop off the roof. It goes into a gutter and then flows off the gutter and it goes down in one place in the end of the gutter. Right? And that's the machlokas, meaning to have it, the rain fall in 10 places or in one place. And here, really, the details of Nafi and Shafi are, you could spend hours on the details of Nafi and Shafi. I don't want to just because, you know, it's all very, very technical. So let's try to mention as briefly as we can. Even within this, there's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and most Rishonim versus the Rabbeinu Hananel and a small minority of Rishonim who aren't even on the sheet. Rabbeinu Hananel's derech is also taken by the Rabban, also quoted in the Mordechai, and by the Rabbeinu Baruch HaSfardi, which some people have. And the Sifter quote's fine. I have it at my Makom. I think he's also called the Rabbeinu Baruch Meir Tziavan. The machlokas is what's the girsa? Which way, right? Footnote says, yes, okay, please. Good. Thank you. Appreciate the chizuk. Which direction are we going? Meaning, is it that Rav Nachman says, Achzik l'nafi, achzik l'shafi, achzik l'shafi, lo achzik l'nafi? Or the opposite, girsa. Achzik l'shafi, achzik l'nafi, achzik l'nafi, lo achzik l'shafi. That's Rashi and most Rishonim versus the Rach and some Rishonim. The question is, which in the Havamina is worse? Right? So Rashi's Girsa is that Rav Nachman thinks the Shafi is not Achzik L'Nafi. Right? That's our Girsa. Why? Because many places is worse than one place. Right? So what's the original Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman. Here's the two opinions. Rashi and Rov Rishonim say that Nafi is Achzik L'Shafi, but Shafi is not Achzik L'Nafi. Why? Because many places is worse. Right? And then what does Rav Yosef say? And the Ikad Amri of Rav Nachman say, even though it's like could be viewed as a little worse if you want to be very pedantic about it, Lamaisa, it's all the same and no one really cares and we consider it, you know, order of magnitude the same. We're not so medayic. You know, after all, it's the same amount of water. Who cares, right, if it comes down this way or comes down that way? In the end, it is all the same. Okay, and then what's Trefa de Orbany doing here? What is Trefa de Orbany doing here? So Rashi says, Avalola Trefa de Orbany, right? The Havamina is Rav Yosef, sorry. Igadami Rav Nachman says, yeah, Nafi, Shafi, Shafi, Nafi, but not Trefa de Orbany. what does it mean not treifa de orpani? So Rashi says treifa de orpani means a hut of a lean-to, right? Like this, of aravos. Says there it's smuchin ma'od. There it goes down mamash all over the place. Even from Natfi, it only goes down here and here and here. But in treifa de orpani, it's even more spread out. And then what's the Rav Nachman? Say Rav Nachman Lishnakama. And then Rav Yosef says, as the Rabban Rashi, it makes no difference. It's all the same amount of rainwater. We're not so medoxic in things. How about Rav Nachman Lishnakama? Lishnabasra, I mean, of course. He says, Natfi Shafi. Shafi. Not the, those are all the same, but Shafi, oh, sorry, that's not what I meant. X, Shafi and not the does not give you chazaka for Shrifa de Orbani. Why not? So I says Shrifa de Orbani is even more spread out than not the. Shafi is one place, not the is like one place per tile, per roof tile. And Shrifa de Orbani is even worse. Okay, there are many other shots on why it's worse. Why? Because Shrifa de Orbani is because every inch is worse even than many places. Not the, it falls in many places. It sounds like one place per tile. Like each tile has its own like little review, like going down through Shrifa is on one time. So for a list of houses, you can't go from one gutter to like 20 tiles. This game you can't. Even if one gutter is 20 tiles, fine. 20 tiles to one gutter, fine. Can't go from 20 tiles to every inch having rain come off because there are tiles on the arrobos. And that's much worse. And then what else says, nah, it's really all the same. Water is water. Don't be so medactic. The Rabbeinu Hananel and Miut Rishonim. Sorry, this is Rashi. Rabbeinu Hananel and Miut Rishonim have the opposite. He starts with the opposite. Yursa, he says, Natfi is not for Shafi, and Shafi is not for Natfi. Okay, he doesn't explicitly, and then he says, oh, some people have another Yursa, but that doesn't make any sense. He doesn't explicitly say why, but I think it's just the opposite. It says Rach, Miot Rishonim. He says, no, for Shafi, you could go to Natfi, but for Natfi, you can't go to Shafi. Why? Because Shafi, all the water is coming in one place. All the water coming in one place is worse. He doesn't say explicitly why all the water coming in one place is worse. I understand why many places can be worse. There's more places the water is going to bother you. Right? If you can't walk there, you can't do anything there because the water's going to drip on you. Why would you think one place is worse? L'chora, because if the water all goes down in one place, it damages the ground more. If it's spread out in many places, then it doesn't really damage, it doesn't dig in the ground. You ever look at your, who lived in America and had gutters in their house? Right under the gutter, the ground is damaged because there's too much water going there. So I assume that's what he meant. He says, no, one place is worse.
Isn't that what Rashi saying? We talk about keeping smuchim ma'od. Rashi goes,
no, Rashi says, because they're smuchim ma'od, they're next to each other, you can't do anything there because the rain's going to fall on you. He's saying, no, Rashi is sort of mitzad, you know, mitzad shimush b'makom zeh. I think Rabbi Hananel's l'chora mitzad hezek l'karka. If you're looking at the hezek to the ground, what does the water really cause? And it damages your ground more. I think that's a svara, unless you have a different svara. One second.
Right before we got here, a tree hit a gutter, and the electric fixed it. And my big concern was the water would drain down with the open space. But if too much water gets next to the house, it could get into
exactly. That's why Shafi could be worse. I mean, it could be worse for your house. That's your problem. It could be worse for the neighbor's yard. If it goes into the neighbor's yard, usually now it goes to our yard. Yes?
Isn't it raining at the time? What are you doing in your chutzit?
So for Rashi, you mean?
For Rashi.
Lechora, the answer is that it keeps, it's a good question. Either the answer is that in a light rain, you still might be able to use your chutzit, but all the rain coming off this guy's roof is going to be too much for you. Or it could be that it'll keep dripping off his roof even after it stops raining.
You're leaving something there. If your tank gets covered with something that you take a little water, it can't take a lot.
Yeah. But I think that's what he's saying. Look, he's talking about Ein Balachor Yoshul Shtamish Tachteim, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like the Svara of Rabbeinu Chananel, and then Rabbeinu Chananel will be present.
Okay. Anyway, what does Rabbeinu Chananel do with Trey Fidor Orbi? He's not going to say, if one place is worse, then how is he going to say Trey Fidor Orbi is worse? That's for sure. That will go in one place, but it's covered on rubbles. So he has the opposite, not yours, of the opposite of Shah. He says it means not fi to Shafchi, and Shafchi to not fi. But when he says straight to Orbini low, it doesn't mean not fi to Shafchi to straight to Orbini. It's not straight to Orbini to not fi to Shafchi. But Shreifa to Orbini is not a chazaka for not fi to Shafchi. Again, he doesn't explain himself, but it makes sense. There are other stories that are thrown out there. It makes sense also, right? Because one, for a few places is worse than spread out. Right? Maybe he's just exactly the opposite of Rashi. And therefore he has not been shot in the opposite Gersa, and straight to Orbini just the opposite shot. Straight to Orbini, well, that means you can't use your Chazaka to switch it for straight to Orbini. But if you have a straight to Orbini, you can't switch that for something else. There are many other pshatim in the Mefarshim. These are the two drachim of interpreting the Gemara, but why Treif de Orbini would be better or worse? There are many other theories floating around the Mefarshim. Maybe if that Treif de Orbini is worse because it takes a long time to drain, or Treif de Orbini is worse because they don't absorb water and more water comes down, or Treif de Orbini is better because it's low down, so it won't damage the ground so much when it falls. Treif de Orbini is not as much of a chazaka because it's temporary. Okay, Ayin Sham, we're not, this is enough for Treif de Orbini right now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Hamas Yerchaim and Yerchesli, Bayis Lechaver Bir Gedola. If you rent, a bias here means an apartment. You rent an apartment from your friend in a big apartment building. Right, this is my simple young nowadays, people fight about the public space in the apartment building. So, apparently we know what we've been discussing now. You can use the zizim, you can use the protrusions, the ledges that protrude from the wall, and the wall, ad arba amos. You have the right, meaning, what is the umdana? This is all a matter of umdana. I think it's all a matter of umdana. The umdana is, when I rent an apartment to the Bir Gadola, what rights do I get with that apartment? I get the rights to use the outside wall, right? Up to Dalet Amos. There's a big machlokes with the Dalet Amos means. Rashi sounds like he could be a little he could be a little clearer, but he definitely Rashi sounds like here it means Dalet Amos sideways. Right? Al pnei orko mi bechutz on the orech sideways till Dalet Amos shalok neged beso, meaning. It's not clear if that means outside the door of my wall. Maybe it's outside the door of my house. I could use the wall for almost either side. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, it doesn't mean to the side of my house or my apartment. It means just by my apartment. How can I use the wall? I can use the wall up to the height of Dalet Amos. Rabbeinu Chananel says it means the height of Dalet Amos. Rashi says it means the width of Dalet Amos. Uva Obi Akotel, B'makam Shenagu, and you can use the width of the wall itself, like the inside space of the wall. In a place where that's the minute to use it. What does it mean, the inside space of the wall? Rashi says it means the top of the wall. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says it means the windows in the wall. Okay, aval tarbeitz apadni lo, but you can't use the tarbeitz apadni. Rav Nachman, yeah, Rafael, but tarbeitz apadni. And Rav Nachman says even tarbeitz apadni. Okay, again, what is this doing here? This clearly has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. This is an umdana of what you are, of what you're allowed to use. L'chorib, what it's doing here is, probably because it's also Rav Nachman, it has a parallel thing, that at first we say X, but not Y, and then we say, no, Y, but not Z, which is exactly what Rav Nachman's doing here. Right? Nafim not shafri, shafim not nafim, nafim not straight through the orbiting. So he's saying the same thing here. So at first we say, whoever's talking at first, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, he quotes Rav Arvua. It's also like two Ikadamis or not. One, he's quoting Rav Arvua, two is himself. But you can't use Tarvat Apadni. Rashi says Tarvat Apadni means a decorative garden. In the Chatzar, they would have a decorative garden before, even nowadays, right? A lot of apartment buildings have decorative gardens. So you're not allowed to use that decorative garden because it's just meant for looking at, not for ruining by using the wall or using it. And the Rabin Hananel says, Tarvat Apadni means just the, it's just another way of saying the Chatzar. You can't use the Chatzar. You can only use your apartment. You can't use the yard, the front yard. Now, Nachman Day says, I'll feel Tarvat Apadni. You can even use Tarvat Apadni, meaning either the decorative garden. Doesn't mean to trample the garden. Rashi says it means to put things on the wall, which still makes it look not so nice. Okay. And Rabbi Nachman says it just means you can use the yard. But you can't use the backyard. Backyard in those days was really like an industrial storage area, which you would say that's not shaykh to renting the apartment. And Rav Amar Filu Rechav Shachoria Batim. You can even use the backyard. Okay. This just seems to be a matter of umdana. And we'll leave it at that. Amar Avina, Hekshurdim Talalta. If you put a beam of a sukkah, remember, Stam Sukkah in Shas does not mean sukkahs. It means people have built sukkahs. So you put not a beam for a building like we were discussing in Amud Aleph, just a beam to support a sukkah, a tent, right? Tent minion. You put a beam for your tent minion, or your tent shabarachas, or whatever else you do. Until 30 days is not a chazaka, because since sukkahs are temporary things, until 30 days the guy doesn't take it seriously. And why didn't he object? He says, I don't mind people doing things temporarily. After 30 days, then it becomes permanent. Once it becomes permanent, the guy should object. If he didn't object, that proves that you have the right to it, and that's called a chazaka. What if the sukkah of the mitzvah, what if it's on sukkahs? For 7 days, not a chazaka. After 7 days, it is a chazaka. But if you attach it with cement, then you've shown right away that it's permanent. And then it's a chazaka immediately. Because the whole point of the 30 days is that, you know, why should he object? He's not such a mean guy if you're just doing something temporarily. But if you attach it with cement, then you're doing it permanently. Okay, here we just have a bit of machlokes rishonim. What's the relationship between the sukkah, the mitzvah, and the regular sukkah? Which needs longer to have a chazakah? Whose chazakah is longer, the regular sukkah or sukkah the mitzvah? What does it sound like for Gemara? Well, okay, this depends how you read our Gemara. Sounds like more like a regular sukkah is 30, a sukkah the mitzvah is 7, which means that like you have a chazakah more quickly in a sukkah the mitzvah. Which is a little funny because what does that mean? A regular sukkah, a guy wouldn't object for 30 days. But a sukkah, the mitzvah, he'd object as soon as day 7 ends. Yeah. Why? Why wouldn't it let you keep it for 7 days? So here we have a bit of machlokes rishonim. Rashi takes the other direction. Who's on Rashi's side here? The Rambam's on Rashi's side. Rabbi Yonah's on Rashi's side. The first pshat in the Rabbeinu Hananel's on Rashi's side. Who did I put here? Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Yonah is on Rashi's side. Okay, let's see. Sukkah. The mitzvah. So one shot is Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, Dei Aleph, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and many others. The Rambam was also made it to the Makor sheet. Okay, Muka Yosef, Meiri. Okay, this is good enough. They say 7 days. Meaning shorter than a sukkah stam. Why would it be shorter than a sukkah stam? I'd let you keep it up for 30 days. But a sukkah of sukkahs, if you left it up 1 day after Yontif, I would have objected. So why? So lechora, the answer is because a stam sukkah, I'm never sure how long you're going to keep it. And therefore, until 30 days, I don't consider it permanent. But a sukkah of sukkahs, you're doing for the mitzvah. Like, I don't suspect you're doing it for the mitzvah and just stam for a tent for a simcha or something. Right? So, since you're doing it for a mitzvah, a sukkah stam, what's a svara? A sukkah stam is for secular use.
And therefore, it could be temporary up to 30 days. But a sukkah, the mitzvah, is for mitzvah use. And we're not choshesh. It's uncommon to use the same sukkah or mitzvah and then secular use. Right? You could say maybe I'm building it for the mitzvah and then for 2 weeks I want to just have guests in my tent. Nah, that's uncommon. Someone's only for the mitzvah, and therefore it's only it's for mitzvah use, and therefore after 7 days it's no longer for temporary mitzvah use. Right? Basically it's like this, a secular use, you never know how long the guy wants to have his party in his tent or wants to have tea in his tent. And therefore, up to 30 days, I consider temporary. When somebody's for a mitzvah, I don't assume they want it for a mitzvah and for secular use after a chag. I assume it's only for the mitzvah, so they leave it up past the chag, then I should get suspicious that they want to leave it permanently, and I should have objected. That's Rashi Udimei. However, Beinu Chananel, the second day, and the Ravid, and the Yad Rama, and others, say it's the opposite. It's not shorter. It's actually longer, right? Rabbi Hanano, the Beis. Who else says this? Yad Rama, Ravid, Yeshiva Betzes. They say nope. They say 30 plus 7 days. They say really no. Adrava, it's longer period of time. What does it mean? It means Shloshim Yom. But if the Shloshim Yom ends on Sukkot, no from Yid would object to someone having a sukkah for sukkahs. That's like religion. Meaning, it doesn't mean literally 30 plus 7 days. It means if 30 ends during sukkahs, no one would object. So after the chag, because how can I object to you doing a mitzvah? And therefore, you get up to 37 days, meaning if the 30-day ends on the first day of Yom, you get 37 days, et cetera. Okay, that's the svara is pashut, that no one would object during the chag. So that's my machlokas, whether it's a shorter amount of time or a longer amount of time. We say 7 days, we mean a shorter amount of time or a longer amount of time. Okay, we'll come back to some of these details about sukkah in a moment. But now I want to get to the main attraction. The main attraction is, how does this Chezkas Tashmishin work? Let's learn something about, what does Chazaka mean? What's going on in our whole sugya? And Chazaka, since I use your property and you didn't object, that proves that I had the right to use your property. This is very reminiscent of Chezkas Abatim. And that's basically what old Rishonim asked. How come these halachos were not in the third paragraph of Chezkas Abatim? If I'm in your field, and I farm your field, and I eat the produce for 3 years, and you object, that proves it's mine. Okay, so basically, you just have to say, lepashtus, that at least some things in our sugya are really about who paid for the wall, and the rest is aga borcha. Or for the Rambam, it seems like all the things in our sugya are just Chezkas Tashmishin. The whole thing is aga borcha because we farm our walls. So we start out, at least, and end up talking about walls. We know two things when it comes to Chezkas Abatim. Number one, let's just look at two Mishnayos. Mishnah on Da. Chof Chesem and Aleph, Chezkas Abatim, Ve'haboros Ve'ashichin, etc. Shalosh Shanim, 3 years. You need 3 years, right? If you live in my house or you farm my field for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 35 months, and I don't say anything, it doesn't prove that it's yours. Only after 3 years you have a chazaka. And number two, the Mishnah on Mem Aleph and Aleph, Kol Chazak She'ina Matayna Eina Chazaka. Don't imagine it's like modern day Israel with some sort of Ottoman law or whatever it is, right? That if you just, you're someplace and you farm it for a while, you get a right to it. No, any chazaka, the guy doesn't have a tiny back in the office, not a chazaka. Even if I've been living in your house for 3 years or farming your field and eating the produce for 3 years,
five no tain, I lose. Ketan amar lo mata osam socially. Amar lishlo amar liyad and darkri olam in chazaka. Right? If you say, why are you in my field? Why are you in my house? I said, I've been there 5 years. No one said anything. So now it's mine. No, they kick me out. Then I lose. It goes back to the Marakama, the original owner. But if I say, what do you mean? Because you sold it to me 4 years ago, or you gave it to me as a matana 4 years ago, or your father sold it to me before he died, or your father sold it to me, they gave it to me as a matana, then that's belief. So you need 3 years and you need a taina. Right? It's not squatter's rights. It's just a proof that your taina is true. If I don't have a taina, I lose. It's not my land. I can't just steal land. But if I claim I bought it and you claim I didn't buy it, right? Buy metalpolin. If I'm holding your Masifta and I claim I bought it, you claimed you didn't buy it. Well, maybe something Masifta is also not sure. Oscar, if I'm holding your camera and I claim I bought it and you claim you didn't sell it to me, then I win right away. Because whatever I'm holding, I'm also gone. But if I'm in your house and I claim I bought it and you claim that I just stole it, you never sold it to me, then if I'm there for 3 years, it proves that I'm right. If you didn't say anything for 3 years, because I'm right. If I'm there for less than 3 years, then it doesn't prove that I'm right, and it still goes back to the original owner. How about Chezkas Tashmisha? Not that I claim to own your house. I just claim to have the right to do something in your field. Like, for example, I have the right to drain my rainwater onto your field, whether or not Kishafi or Srifa de Wormini. Or I have the right to put beans on your wall, whether they be Hordi or Kshuri, or Kshur de Metalalta. Or perhaps according to some, Bikuri's also about having the right to put beans on. Fine. Okay, so what about Chezkas Tashmisha? How does that work? Does that need 3 years or less than 3 years? Does that need a taina or does it not need a taina? Okay, could someone prove from our Gemara whether you need 3 years to get a Chezkas Tashmisha? Or you can get a Chezkas Tashmisha in less than 3 years. Anyone want to bring a proof from our Gemara?
It seems like you could do less than 3 years given that other times.
In which part of our Gemara? In Kshur the Metal Alta, right? Kshur the Metal Alta says 30 days, 7 days, or Miyad, right? Tina is Miyad. Regular is 30 days, and Sukkot the Chag is 7 days, whatever that means. But the point is that it's really miyad. Except sometimes it's miyad with an asterisk, right? La'alter. As soon as I do something, I have a chazaka. Except with an asterisk, there's some things that seem so temporary that they're not really serious until 30 days, or until 7 days, or until 30 plus 7 days, however you say it. But clearly, you don't need 3 years, and that's the raya that all of the Rishonim brought, right? So do you need 3 years for La'alter? Is it 3 years or is it? Is it 3 years or is it La'alter? So, seems to be a proof from Shura Dimitra La'alter. That is La'alter. Okay, La'alter with an asterisk. You know, sometimes it's 30 days, and you know what most of Rishonim say. Really, La'alter is a chazaka, unless it's the kind of thing that's usually temporary, in which case it's not serious till 30 days.
Can't you look at it the other way? That it's not 3 years or La'alter, is it is a time period according to the situation.
Correct. Time period according to the situation, but then if you looked at our Gemara and said, what would be the test according to the situation, I think what you would say is that the test according to the situation is things that seem permanent is Lialter, and things that seem temporary is 30 days. And if you wanted to find some new category, maybe you could, but that's why by Lialter I mean Lialter based on this, I mean not a fixed time, as soon as you think it's significant, which the rules we know so far are for permanent seeming things, Lialter, and for temporary seeming things, not 30 days. Okay, and mitzvahs are a funny category in themselves. I got the Ravid. This is the one in the Sheet and Gretz and Daflin Tess, and also in Perek Zion, Mahalacha Zion. He seems to change the, he has a Sheet of Yochid. He changes the default. He thinks everything's 30 days. he doesn't really come to explain the Chabri Bettina so much, I must admit. I wonder if he could even say, my initiating Gobesas, does he explain Chabri Bettina? Give me a second here. I know we're printed. Give me a second. What is he? Where is the Ravid here? On the Ravid says, doesn't the Ravid say something about the 7 days? Here it is, just a little out of order of mine. Yeah, he doesn't really say. The most Rishonim assume that the assumption is the fault is La'alter Mamish. Again, what's La'alter Mamish? It doesn't mean by doing 1 second later to claim Chazaka. They all say you have to be reasonable. In enough time that we're sure the guy would have noticed and had a chance to say he's not said anything. That's the La'alter. Except for things that seem inherently temporary, which are only 30 days.
I'm a little confused about the permanent things being like La'alter, given that the assumption is that the svara for 3 years for Cheskes Sabbatim would be that people aren't machbed after 3 years, only after 3 years, and only that Nathalie the Rav of the Shiurim that we wouldn't say.
Okay, but speaking of this, you're right. Meaning this whole thing is an afkumim of how to read that shakla tariyot of Cheskes Sabbatim, right? The question is, you're reading it one way, which is that people are machbed after 3 years. How does this high technical problem of the shiurim of weird people from Beibar Yoshev, and that we throw in shtar to solve? The other way of reading is that there's a whole habamina derech of saying machbed in 3 years. In the end, because of Beibar Yoshev, we throw that derech in the garden and flush it down the toilet, and we have an entirely different derech having to do with shtar. Right?
I guess, but it doesn't.
You don't guess, and you should have guessed. Right?
Correct. I'm just saying in terms of our sagacity.
I'm just saying it depends on the hakir of those two ways of reading that Gemara. You're reading that Gemara. What?
It just, the Gemara doesn't sound like it's throwing out the habamina. It's just saying that, you know, Hinami, there are people that feel differently. And this is the process of the Gemara. Maybe they have to argue that way because of this. So yeah, I don't know.
I'll just point out again, I don't remember every word of that Gemara Baal Peh, but, and I think there might be different gersos here. That's why I don't remember if they're different yourselves, but in our printed Gemara, it says, Ella Amar Rabba Shatagamais Mizdarish and Mishtari, etc. Generally, Ella means we reject what came beforehand. We're not building what comes beforehand. That's not right, Mukrachas. Okay.
We don't reject Avmina. They're not being mocked with regard to ownership versus not being mocked
with regard to use might be different, although you would think it's far psychologically on Rabba.
Meaning, but there in the Mishnah, when it says Kachar Shavim, the end of the Mishnah says, even if it's 3 times in 3 months, you're going to have 3 different types of payrolls.
Right. That would okay.
Be so it's meaning there.
Fair enough. Says that most things is La'alter. Again, when I say La'alter, all the Rishonim here take pains to explain. It doesn't mean if I put a beam in your wall 1 second later, I cause on it. Ridiculous. La'alter means enough time for you to notice, have the chance to say anything and not say anything. Right. But things that are, let's say,
isn't that temporary for 3 years? That is time for you if you're not living there, and somebody will come and tell you, and they'll come back.
That's a different sheet of the Tanaim. Pashtas, that's not the sheet of Rav Tanaim. Pashtas, that's only Rav Yehuda later, not the sheet of most Tanaim. It's a Mishnah, but Pasha, that's a different sheet. Okay, most Rishonim say means La'alter, except for temporary seeming things, like Shur the Metalalta, which just seems very temporary, which is 30 days. The Ravid has a slightly different approach, which again, I consider there's a detail, not like a fundamentally different Shita, but the Ravid says that he says, Stam things are 30 days. Like a halonos, right? Halonos are 30 days. Even though chalonos lechor don't seem temporary, and I think it's very dull to say when a person builds a window in his wall, minastam, that's a temporary thing just for shemar brachos. Lechor, a window in the wall is something that's going to say forever. Like it says in Zayin, Perek Zayin Alecha Zayin Fi, Daiti Yishefresh Bein Sosin LaMafel, She Sosin LaAltar, Mafel Lamed Yom, that likewise, if I build a building that blocks the light from your window, it's only chazaka after 30 days. Even though, again, building a building seems very permanent. So the Ravid seems to have a different approach. Again, this Ravid is in two places, the Shidduk of Etzes Dachlin Tes, that's on the cover sheet, and the Perizai, or Hazai, it's in brackets on the same line. The cover sheet, the Ravid says, no, most things are Lamed Yom, but only particularly offensive things are la'altar. And the one chilek he does make, he doesn't explain arsoga. He says, he doesn't explain arsoga. But what he does say is that to block the light from reaching your window, like to build something that blocks some sunlight from your window, that's 30 days. But to mamish, build on your window and block it with gamrei, that's beyond. So that's particularly offensive. Okay, what would he say about our chabrei betina? Either he'd say that's very offensive, or maybe he'd say that just means you don't get the extra 7 days. You know, because after all, then you've shown it's not because of the holiday. So I'm not sure. It could be that you need 30 days in chabrei betina, and it just means you don't get another 7. That's, I'm not sure. I don't have his washer. Anyway, okay, but that's one there. There's a proof. And who holds it's la'altar? Someone list me, Rishonim, from the Makoroshi, who holds that the chazaka is la'altar. Who holds the chazaka is right, even less than 3 years, right away? What? The Rashbam where? The Rashbam here and there. Right? The Rashbam here again. We assume the Tosefis and Rashi is the Rashbam. There's a Tosefis on Aleph, Tosefis on Beis, Tosefis on Aleph is very, very explicit. Call Chazakos, Eilish, Magda, in the Cheskas, Shalashanim, Dloshayach, Shalashanim, Gabi Cheskas, Karka, actual ownership of the field. Again, I was asking before that the show thing. I had for 1 hour when you're not looking, and they say, oh, you're molded, I'm right. That's ridiculous. That's to be la'altar as soon as you notice. Right? And that the response here is very, very explicit. The Rashbam on Amud Beis also seems pretty explicit. He says, right after 7 days of Sukkot, it's a chazaka right away without 30 days. And it works out that this is the Rashbam, because the Rashbam, once you get to Rashbam land, after the Achav test, the Rashbam himself says in Achav Elof very explicitly, what does he say? Bein b'cheskas gimel shanim dekarkos, b'bot milanus, bein b'cheskas yom echa, yon hanach, b'amrin le'elam da'bav, achzik lehordi. So the Rashbam is very explicit. Who holds the altar? The Rashbam, in Aleph, Amin Aleph, and on the above Amin Aleph, above Amin Beis. Who else holds it? It's less than 3 years. You have a Cheskas Tashmisha?
Rashi.
Where?
Not near Chazaka.
Exactly. Rashi and Vav Amin Beis says, Im Samchal Kotach Aver V'lo Micha Tov Shloshim Yom, Tov Shloshim Lo Havi Chazaka, but afterwards it is, right? He says after 3 days, the chazaka cheskas tashmishin. Rashi and Daf Vav Amud Beis. Great. Who else says it's la'altar? The Rambam. All these Rambams we said, says whenever you do it, it's a chazaka, right? Didn't I put a million Rambams on the sheet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just read. Is it okay if I just read one of them? And you trust me that if there are other Rambams that are the opposite, then I'd be afraid of getting caught. So you'll just trust me that all the Rambams agree. Or you'll try to catch me. The Rambam that we just said about the Hordi and the Kshuri. What does he say? I'll read it again. You listening? Hayakotel shall Ruvein Levato. Ain't Shimon Yochel with Shabbish Kotel. Shimon can't use Ruvein's Kotel. Chofer Shimon Kotel said a hip to Makor Acha. Shimon put one cover in the Kotel. With Shas like Ruvein Lomicha. And Ruvein was quiet and didn't object. No one at the time, just probably didn't get. Hefsek Rav Makori, he's a chazaka, and use that Korah. Pretty explicit. The Rambam and the Rambam, but she toss it everywhere that it's la'altar. Who else did we say who says la'altar? No one else?
Rambam.
The Ramban says it's la'altar. And
with the Ramban. Who else goes with the Ramban? The Rashba. And the Ramban and Rashba even quote that this is the sheet of the Gaonim. Ramban also quotes this is the Rash and the Rif. Right? They also include themselves. Right? But the Ramban, everyone quotes it as Gaonim. The Shem Gaonim, Rash, and Rif. He says the truth of the Rif. I don't know if we have the truth of the Rif. He says the Rash. We don't have the Rash on every line here. So maybe he had his Rach. I think that's all for who is on the Makoros sheet, although the Yad Ramah also says that, but it might be in a different simon. The Yad Ramah is
not as explicit, but...
Okay, they say it's the Alta, they all have a great riot from Amad Beis. Okay, but who holds that it's 3 years?
Rush.
The Rush holds it 3 years. Who else holds it 3 years? What? The Torah's not on the Makoros sheet. Oh, yeah. There are Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush are actually very often similar. Interestingly, the Ritva here bucks the his Rebbeim and also holds it 3 years. Okay. He wasn't on the Makoros sheet. Who else holds it was 3 years that was on the Makoros sheet?
Tosfos.
Tosfos where? Exactly. Tosfos in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos here doesn't say anything one way or the other. He certainly matches. But he doesn't say anything one way or the other. Okay, who else is on the Makoros sheet holds 3 years? One, the Balamor. The Balamor right here, and in brackets, the Tosos Rid. And that called Gimel Amud Aleph. If it's 3 years, what's going on in Shur in the Tal Alta? So, why is Tosos work? Well, Lashitase. What does Tosos say, Lashitase? How does he get Shur in the Tal Alta to work out? Exactly. If it was Cheskes Tashmisha, where would 30 days and 7 days be? It would be 3 years. Rather, it's not talking about Cheskes Tashmisha at all. It's talking about Cheskes Shenasan. And that's what Tosos in the Rush, the Baal Mor, gives in his second answer. How do they answer? Sure, the Metalalta. I mean, I'm not going to worry about Sure Metalalta, but it's very easy. Tosfos, the Rush, and Bala Moore, in his second answer, say it's not talking about Cheskas Hashmishin, it's talking about Cheskas Shenasan. What it means is that it's not talking about me using your wall. It's talking about if you built a wall that fell between us, I paid you back for dollars, I didn't pay you back for the top. Then when am I able to say I paid you back for the top of the wall and when am I not? The answer is after 30 days, you would have yelled at me if I hadn't paid you back for the top half of the wall. So I'm able to say that I paid you back for the top half of the wall. And if it's sukkah, it's 7 days, whichever way that means. Okay, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down Rabbeinu Tam, right? If I'm not mistaken, Rabbeinu Yonah in the end, right? Meaning L'chora, basically L'chora, whoever holds, with rare exceptions, unless you can be really weird, but feel us quote the Balmor. Whoever holds that Cheskes Tashmisha 3 years has to say the Kshur Dim Tal Alta part is not about Cheskes Tashmisha. And it could be, even though Rabbeinu Tam says it's Amas Nisan Koi, and that's why, and the proof is because of the first part, not the third parak, it could be Rabbeinu Tam's incentive was also it's Amas Nisan Koi, because otherwise it goes against all the Bali Tosos. Basically, if we're talking about from Rashi through Bali Tosos, they're all 3 years. Rashi, Rashbam, the Rivam, and the other day, and Tostaf Kof Gimel. You get a feeling based on the Bali Tosos, everyone was a 3 years man. And if so, then maybe that was also the incentive of Rabbeinu Tam. If you need 3 years, what's our whole sugi talking about? I must be talking about something else and not about Cheskas Tashmishim. That seems very reasonable. The Rabbeinu Yonah here, when he talks about he says that Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal Pirsha Baruch Shur Dim Tal Alta. I don't remember where he put Rabbeinu Yonah last time on the board, so you might have to fix it because he has a first day and a second day. And then I saw that he said about the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, he says, Ha'pirish is the nachon. Ah, it's nachon. Right, so basically he also likes that.
Tosos, Rosh,
Rabbeinu Yonah. In his Havamin, he wants to say a different point. In his Havamin, Rabbeinu Yonah, before he says not throwing cheskes mish at all, he wants to say maybe it is cheskes tashmisha, but there's two different kinds of cheskes tashmisha. There's cheskes tashmisha on land and cheskes tashmisha on stones, and he wants to say all cheskes tashmisha is 3 years except for shur de metal alta. Why? Because all other cheskes tashmisha is the right to use your land. Sure, the talalta is the right to use your wall, but if the wall falls, I have no right anymore. That's clear. Let's say I'm chazaka to put my shurid of the talalta on your wall, and your wall falls down. Can I say I'm suing you to rebuild your wall so I can rebuild my sukkah? No, just as long as the stones are there. So it's not on land, it's on the top of it. Not exactly the top of it, but the karka. Right? So what does he want to say? He wants to say that a normal Cheskas Tashmishin on Karka needs Gimel Shanin, but the Smichas Koros is only a Chazaka to use stones and not land, and therefore it's La Alter. And what's his chilek? He says it also with shtar, because what is Yoni quoting us? That's not what Yoni's trying to quote us. But I'm going to twist him. From the Chavtesim Aleph, why do you need 3 years? Anyone know what Rav's Maskan is? That Chavtesim Aleph, why Cheskas Batim was 3 years? Who's learning Cheskas Batim in the afternoon? Who's the guilty party here? It's not only Yoni.
People keep shtars for 3 years.
Ah, because people keep the shtars for 3 years. So after 3 years, I'm believed to say, I bought it, I lost my shtar. Within 3 years, I'm not believed to say I bought it, because if I bought it, where's my shtar? It's almost especially, oh, right, the most suspicious thing. Oh, of course I bought it. I lost the dog ate my homework, right? I lost my shtar. That's suspicious. But eventually, you know, after enough years, it's not suspicious to say you lost your shtar anymore. So Rabbi Yona says, most cheskes tashmish are to use your land. On that, you write a shtar, and you need 3 years. But the only exception is shur de metal alta, because shur de metal alta, I have no rights on your land. I can't rest it on your land. I can only rest it on your stones. If the wall falls down, my right disappears. It's really only chazaka on the talfalin, not a karka. And therefore, no one writes a shtar for metalfalin. And therefore, it's the altar. That's meaning known as havamin. And then he doesn't reject the havamin because it's bad. He just says, I have a simpler answer. Just go through a hint of time. The whole thing out of it has a special before domi. The most mechudish answer here is the balamor. And everyone jumps. This is like a classic balamor in that everyone has a big party jumping all over him and calling him crazy. Pretty much without exception. What does it mean about balamor say in that moment base to answer the question? If you need 3 years, happen at say 30 days, 7 days, the altar.
It's 3 years after the 30.
Well, in addition to the 3 years, exactly. The 30 or seven is in addition.
Which comes first?
To the 3 years. If the 30 or 7 comes first.
37.
Yeah. He says, basically, what 3 years means, I would object within 3 years. But I don't start thinking you're doing anything until after 30 days. And then the 3 years counts. Or if it's Sukkot, until after 7 days. Then I mean, the 3 years starts after the 30 days or the 7 days. Everyone says that's crazy. Tainach, you don't take it seriously for 30 days. But once it's been 30 days plus another 2 years and 11 months. Of course you're taking it seriously. Like, why would you say I'm not going to count the 3 years up to 30 days? So this Balmor is saying everyone says he's crazy. He's not crazy. He's just saying a very duchuk psychological insight, in my opinion. He has a duchuk sheet in psychology. He thinks since for the first 30 days, I don't take it seriously. Therefore, after I start taking it seriously, I only start like thinking about it now, and then I have 3 years to object. Well, everyone else says, no, it's ridiculous. What's going on for 3 years? Like, who cares in the first 30 days you didn't know it was serious? Like, you take it seriously after 3 years.
Okay, so this is very dogmatic in psychology. Again, I don't think anyone would have said this psychologically. You're going to say everyone within 3 years should object, right? So the Balamor. Or they should save their star for 3 years. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, well, this guy should save his star for 3 years and a month because, like, he didn't take it seriously for a month. And then, I mean, you know, once 3 years happens, like, we should take it seriously by now. Lo and afraid. Okay, this is very dogfuck. Everyone says he's crazy, doesn't know what he's talking about. But, okay, he just has his sheet in psychology.
What if, like, you know, summer became summer? There's a summer thing, some people are pitching a tent, you're saying, there's summer. All right, they're all
here. No, but
they're
once.
They're only camping out.
So I would say.
If they stay there for 3 years.
I would say once they keep going forever, then I take it seriously from the whole time I'm afraid. I'll point out, by the way, there's a riot that people bring in favor of the 3 years. If you turn for a second off the Testament base, I mean, people, we're showing them on the Makoros sheet. You have a story. Remember the story at the bottom of the Testament base? Certain guy opened a window, which opened onto the Chatzar Shufin, did Hezek Re'iyah. Obalafnei Rishmav Rav Yossi. Amar lo, he said to him, Hechzakta b'ni, Hechzakta. Oh, you have a Chazaka, you can keep it. Chazaka. Obalafnei Rishmav, but then he went to Rishmav, who was more authoritative. Amr, you got to, but after you worked hard to open the window, you got to now work hard and close off the window. Okay. He didn't have a chazaka. Why did this guy not have a chazaka? So, some of the Rishonim say, you know why he didn't have a chazaka? You know why he didn't have a chazaka? Look at, okay, here we're going to get into a little bit of a stira, which I'm not prepared to deal with now, because Rashi there sounds very different than Rashi here. Rashi there says he thought there was a chazaka right away. Really, he's only starts in 3 years. That's where Rabbi Gilman quotes says, "No, we see from here that you can't have a chazaka in less than 3 years." That's what he says. If you think it's a chazaka, you're wrong. Really, think it's a chazaka, or if he apostates, it's not a chazaka in less than 3 years. Of course, how are these Rishonim going to get out of that proof? What are they going to say? Why is it not a chazaka there? Because it's not 3 years or for a different reason? What's the different reason you can say it's not a chazaka?
No cleaning.
What?
No taina.
You could say there's no taina. Fair enough. Or you could just say there's no chazaka in Hezek Re'iyah. Remember, we discussed that at the beginning of the year. Right? So there are many reasons. There's many reasons you could explain that. That's one of the writings that we show them here bring. It's on a testament base, proves there's no chazaka in less than 3 years. But there are many other ways to explain it. Okay, this is one very, very important machlokas. We haven't analyzed it yet. Let me just, yes.
Where is the Rashi which says that it's now?
It's not right here on our sugya. I thought it was right here on our sugya. Let's ask one other question and then, okay, let's be a little behind. Do you need a taina? Or not? What does that mean? Can I just say, well, I'm really other than Dover. You never objected, so you let me. Or that doesn't work by karma, right? So saying I own your field, I can't say no one ever objected, so it's my field. But what if I put my kora or my let my rainwater drip? And I say, I never said anything to him, but he never said anything to me, so he let me, so I'm also. Is that good enough without a taina, or do I need a taina that I paid him for this right to do it? Or I didn't pay him, he gave it to me for free, but I need a kinyan mafurish on it. Do I need a taina or not a taina? Or is it just shtika goda? Well, either shtika goda. But the point is the fact that you didn't object proof that my taina is correct, that I bought it from you? Right? Or no, even if I didn't buy it from you, the fact that you didn't object is in and of itself gives me the right. Right? This is the question. Did you say you need a taina and silence, and the silence is proof that my tainas kinyan is true? After all, if my tiny wasn't true, wouldn't you have objected? Or do you say, no, you don't need a taina, and then the other guy's silence is an implicit granting of the right to this shemush. Right? Is the silence merely going mills are proving that I bought it, when I claim I bought it for good money or with a contract or whatever? Or do we say no? The silence in and of itself gives you the right. Who says you need a taina? On our Makorah sheet? The Rashbam, right? The Rashbam and Daf says explicitly you need taina. That's again, kol chazaka she'ini mataini and chazaka, bang, the 3 years of karka, bang, the 1 day of tashmishin needs a chazaka. How about on our Daf? On our Daf, does Ram also say you need a chazaka? He sure does. He matches, right? What do you say in the base? Tosefes umidlo mika itul neimer is that piece of a mos at olam. Ah, it's a good proof this guy gave him money to buy the right to keep his beam there forever. And likewise, Tosefes on Amud Aleph, he says, b'sha achas, it's a chazaka because v'yesh lomar notal v'shos b'menu om nasan lo mamon. I must have asked you for permission or given you money and bought this for shos. Right? So the Rashbam is very, very clear that you need a taina. Rashi also implies this, because Rashi says, Lohami chazaka litam velomar piyastich bin mo'os ad olam. That's not a chazaka that I can then claim that I gave you money to buy the right to keep this being forever. So Rashi and Rashbam sound like you need a taina. Who says you need a taina? Rashi on daf vav amud beis, Rashbam on daf vav amud aleph vav amud beis, and the Rashbam and Dr. M. Aleph, he matches. Who else says you need a taina? Who else says you need a taina?
Rush.
The Rush says you need a taina. And who often goes with the Rush? Who's the Rush's friend most of the time? Who's the Rush's best buddy? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rush loves Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, says you need a taina. The Ritva, although I apologize, I can't put everyone in the course sheet. I don't have to apologize. Who else says you need a taina? I think we have one more. Says you need a taina. Tosos where? Not the Rebum at first, right? The Rebum says no taina. Tosos in the end says you absolutely need a taina. That's what he argues on the Rebum about. What is Tosos? The Rebum says that shalom a taina, and then Tosos says. If he didn't give him a kinya, he has to know why the horny health luxury and anything like that. That's ridiculous. Truth is, that really sounds like Rinyon's answer. Karcha chosom shetoin shehiknolo. Must be torn shehiknolo. So the Tosfos on daf of gimel of an aleph. And he really does sound like saying Rinyon. The reason horny works for luxury is because I claim that I bought it from you. So maybe that's the source that we're getting. Who says you don't need a taina? The Rebum in Tosfos on daf of gimel of an aleph.
That's what the goal is, really.
And the Tosos Rid on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph also says that. Who else says you don't need a taina?
The Rambam.
The Rambam, very, very clear, right? As soon as he did it, he was mochel. Who else says you don't need a taina? Who else says you don't need a taina? The Ramban. The Abramah also, although that part, right? The Ramban and the Rashba. And also the Ramban quotes from the Gaonim and the Rach and the Riff. I think he claims they all agree with him. Maybe he doesn't say they all have this in the Rach and the Riff part. Maybe it's only the part about, well, no, I think it's all, yeah. Okay, so basically it's from the Gaonim and it's from the Gaonim through the Rambam and the Rivon and Tosos, the Tosos Rid, all say you do not need a taina. Okay. Very exciting things that we did not get to that we're just left to analyze is in the end we have four shitas. Why do we have four shitas? What are the four shitas?
Number of years of taina.
Exactly. And la'alter, but you need a taina. La'alter, you don't need a taina. 3 years, you need a taina. 3 years, you don't need a taina. What's the slur of each of these and what's the sort of a focus between them? So we'll have to pick up with that, and there's a sham next time, and we'll try to finish up the lumbus, this very important lumbus. Now we've got the sheets down, we just work for the lumbus, and see what they are going to say, and about the lumbus of how this works, which basically gets into what is cheska tashmishin, that's more, you know, it's not just coincidental, what is cheska tashmishin, and then we'll finish this off, and we'll learn to go on to the mark.
You sent it to you.
Thank you very much. You sent me this board also.
Yes.
Great. Okay, right. Morty, if you have a minute.
I want to respond to your email.